At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Kim on a whim.
We've been talking a lot about how this new minimum wage is going to have an impact on Missouri businesses. And it's not just the minimum wage that as of January increased to $13.75 per hour and will go up to $15 per hour next January. It's also this paid sick leave that these employers now have to offer. Now, as a big company, that really wouldn't maybe have that big of an impact because they're probably already doing that. But the mom and pop shops, the small businesses, that really could be detrimental for them to be forced to do this. I know that Republicans in Jefferson City are trying to fight back against this. So far, there's not been any movement on that because this already took effect.
Well, they will reverse it, I believe.
Oh, I hope.
It's the politics of using the previous question. We have a lot of Senate members in the Republican Party who don't have the cojones to do it more often than they do. And the minute they snub the Democrats who are opposed to changing this, then the Democrats will try to filibuster everything for the for whatever amount of time we got, with 9 days left maybe. Mm-hmm. It's got to be fixed. And this is what irritates me to no end when I hear this conversation. Well, you're overriding the will of the people. Well, no, what this was a proposition. It wasn't an amendment, which means it can be changed by our elected representatives in Jeff City. So basically, that didn't mean anything from the standpoint of it's just like any other piece of legislation. It can be changed. It's not in the Constitution, and it's shooting ourselves in the foot economically in the state of Missouri. A lot of small businesses will go out of business over this.
Look at the impact this has had in crazy liberal California when they raise the minimum wage to $20. So for fast food restaurants, they're having to pay $20 minimum wage. A number of businesses have just said, I'm done. I'm out of here. They closed up shop, moved elsewhere because they can't even afford that. There's this business that just popped up in the San Francisco Bay Area. And it's very interesting what they're doing. And the owner of this burger restaurant hasn't come out and just said, oh, this is a way to kind of skirt California's fast food laws. But let's be real. When I tell you about this, it seems pretty obvious. OK, so what they did was they created this 14-foot all-in-one robot with 350 sensors, and it includes 20 computers. OK, this robot from start to finish can create a burger in just seconds. I think it's like technically 5 minutes, though, where it will like actually form the patty, cook it, and then your burger's ready to go. But actually assembling it, I think it was like 27 seconds. So they have two machines in this restaurant, okay? They can make 130 of these burgers per hour. And this is just the first location. So if this is successful, they could be considered.
What's it called? What's the company called?
This is called Burger Bots.
Burger Bots. You know, they have one of these down at White Castle. If you just hang out there more often, you would know that.
What's that, the robot's name there?
I can't think of it, but they got a machine that makes the patties back there and... You know, it doesn't take long to fry a White Castle burger because there's not much to it. But yeah, just as long as the food is well cooked, who cares who's making it?
Right. So there are employees who will help kind of make sauces and sides and things. But the robots are the ones who are actually cooking them, assembling them, and you get to obviously watch. It's kind of an experience too, but you get to actually watch your burger being made by this robot. And I want to play this clip because there was a food critic who went there just to try out the burger, and she makes a good point too that might be appealing to have a robot make your burger. Listen.
It's the freshest possible burger, and there's way fewer times that people are touching your burger. So think about another restaurant where every single thing that you're eating on the burger has been touched by multiple people. In this case, the bun goes in the tube, it gets shot through the machine, it flies the sauce, it cuts the vegetables to go on the top really freshly and makes it. And at the end, they hand it to you in a box. And at that point, no one has touched it except for you.
That does sound kind of nice.
Please don't touch my burger.
Please don't sneeze in my burger. We know people do sneeze
Hands
burgers.
Off my burger. I've never really thought of that, but I guess it's a little unnerving when you think you never know who in the back has fondled your food before
fondled
it gets
is the
to
word
your,
you're going with there, Mark?
Before it gets to your table or to your fast food bag.
See, I'm not typically weird about that. I'm not a germaphobe by any means, but I mean, you do kind of hope people aren't being disgusting back there.
But Kim,
don't know.
There's a measles outbreak.
I forgot about the measles outbreak. Don't even get me down that path. Actually, I do want to talk about that later in the show because I have a lot of thoughts on that.
And you have good thoughts on that, let me tell you.
Here's the other thing I want to mention about this. So this California fast food law that, again, increased the minimum wage to $20 per hour. What you have to know about it is that if you have table service, you're exempt from it. Okay. So what this Burger Bots restaurant did was they have human wait staff, which is why I think they were doing this to kind of skirt the law, because basically what they're saying is we're going to have these robots who are preparing it, which, by the way, obviously the robot is going to show up to work every single day on time because it's stuck there.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Doesn't have to, can't call out sick, can't say that it's hungover and that it doesn't want to work that day, can't be lazy and slow and goofing off and checking social media and texting in the back when they really should be making burgers. There's a lot of benefits to it. Now, I'm opposed in the sense that it's obviously taking away work from people, but when you have a crazy law like the one that passed in California, I can't blame business owners for wanting to do this. And so they're saying, hey, we're going to have these human wait workers, human wait staff, and really we're all about hospitality. We want to make sure that we're giving you this customer experience that so many of you are craving. But my take is they're probably doing this so that they can avoid having to pay the $20 minimum wage law.
I can see the protests and the signs now. SRS in California, Stop Robot Slavery. They're going to pass a bill making it illegal for you to force a robot to stay in one place its entire existence and cook hamburgers. It's coming. You know it will.
Oh, or, trust me, they probably would.
They'll figure out a way to tax the robot for how many burgers it makes based on how many people it has displaced as employees.
Yep.
And then they'll fine you based on that because they got to figure out a way to fund the ridiculous government spending they do in the state of California. I mean, think if you, whatever salary you make right now, if somebody scooped you up and transported you to California and set your house down there, your house is suddenly worth a lot more, but so are the property taxes on it, and everything in your life probably goes up 50% cost-wise.
Right.
I would guess. So whatever you make now is not enough. I see the challenge, but they've done that to themselves. Mm-hmm. In California, they've done that to themselves. If you live in New Jersey, and you know the what was the taxes on my house last year? $10,000. If you live in New Jersey, that's probably $30,000 or $40,000. I mean, it's ridiculous what they've let them get away with. They get able to get away with it because for years they could deduct that from their federal taxes. Mm-hmm. But now they can't anymore, and they're angry about it. Well, the only people you have to be angry about are the progressive government officials that you allowed to do that to you in the first place. That's who you got to be mad at.
This is what
don't be mad at me.
This is what I mean, although I do like the idea of people not being able to sneeze in my burger, I do worry that this is the future. If we keep going down this path here in Missouri, Illinois, this is what could happen. You have these restaurants who feel like the only way that I can keep my business open and provide for my family, which obviously everyone wants to be able to do. That's why you work your tail off to be able to support your family or at least yourself. They're having to find creative ways to do it. And maybe this is one of them, and that is going to put some people out of a job. But can you really blame the business owner where this guy behind this burger restaurant in the San Francisco area might be saying, look, I'm still employing people. I still have people back there making sides and sauces and helping prep the burgers. I still have a wait staff, so I'm still employing people. But if you're going to make it so difficult on me with this stupid minimum wage that's astronomical, I have to find a way around it, or I won't even be able to have any employees.
So pretty soon you will order your burger on a kiosk when you walk in.
Which
a machine will make it for you. And just like Amazon, before long, a robot will deliver it to your table.
Probably a drone. Maybe it would just fly it and drop it right over. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a mess.
That could be the thing.
Could happen.
This is our future. And
this is not anything they weren't warned about. If you keep down this path, the single biggest expense for any employer's labor, period. And when you force a false wage floor, you're forcing us to pay unskilled workers twice what they're worth. You're eventually technology is going to step in and solve the equation. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen, and that's what's happened.
Maybe the robots will be able to take sick days, though.
Stop,
you know,
robot,
I mean?
Slavery, Kim.
I think that's what the future is.
Make it end.
They need paid vacation time and all the things. They deserve rest.
Yes, they do. Yes, indeed. All right, they're working on SEPA again down in Jeff City. The Second Amendment Preservation Act. Apparently, it's cleared a committee, and they're hoping to try to get this to a vote. Here we go again. They got 9 days left. What are they going to try to attach it to? I don't know the answer to that. A lot of police chiefs are still opposed to it. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Stay tuned.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.